Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And for those that are interested in this series of interviews I'm doing and articles and information about struggling teens resources, go to my website, strugglingteens.com. That's one word and plural. Now, today we're going to talk about, we have a very provocative subject, why your kids need animal fats. And Sally Fallon Morrell is here with us. Good afternoon, Sally. Incidentally, it's May 20th, 2015. Good afternoon, Sally.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, that's good. I'm really looking forward to this. Now, Sally is an author, a journalist, nutritionist, an activist, and homemaker, but she's really down on some of the things we do in our food. So why do your kids need animal fats, Sally? Let's start with that and then go into the whole context.
Okay, well, there's certain vitamins that we only can get from animal fats. And I'm talking about things like butter, cream, whole milk, egg yolks, the fat on the meat, and organ meats like liver. These vitamins are critical for growth, for protection against injury, for hormone production, for production of testosterone and estrogen, and for mood as well. And when we're eating a lot of processed food and using vegetable oils, we are not getting these vitamins that we need.
Now, the vegetable oils, and is there good fat and bad fat, or what's the situation on that?
There's evil fats, and I call them angelic fats. So the evil fats are all the processed vegetable oils, all the cooking oils, the spreads, the margarines, and everything that's used in processed food. These fats are evil, and they really are killing us, and I'm particularly concerned with what these fats do to growing children. And then the angelic fats, number one on the list, the biggest angelic fat is butter, especially grass-fed butter, which you can get in most supermarkets, and it should be go on everything. It should go on your bread and your potatoes and your vegetables and your meat and everything. It is nature's perfect fat, and I guarantee you, when you're eating butter, you'll find that you feel better, and you have better moods, and you actually will probably lose weight as well.
One of the reasons that there's been people have been down on fat, or we've heard, you know, butter's not good and things like that, is overweight, and they try to cut down the fat so there's not the overweight. Sounds like there's a different mechanism at work.
Yes, well, the animal fats stimulate the thyroid gland and support the thyroid function, so they give you a quicker and faster-burning metabolism, so you do lose weight. I heard of a story recently, a man who weighed 350 pounds, and he loved all his food fried, and he fried it all in vegetable oil, and he made one change in his diet. He switched to frying his food in lard. He was actually eating more fried food after he switched to lard because he liked the taste better. And he lost 100 pounds, got down to 250 in about 6 months by making that one change. He switched from vegetable oil to lard for frying his food. And lard is rich in vitamin D and will support many functions in the body.
Okay, a friend of mine in college one time was overweight, and he decided to try something that he'd heard. So he cut out bread and he cut out potatoes. And he was losing so much weight, he began to get worried.
Yeah. Well, the thing when you do that low-carb diet, you still want to have plenty of fats in your diet. So instead of putting your butter on the bread and the potatoes, you put your butter on your vegetables and meat.
Okay. So I think what you're saying is that on the long term, you'll be a lot more healthy.
Yeah.
It's a processed food that's doing it. What is it in the processed food? Why is processed food so bad?
Well, for one thing, it doesn't have these vitamins. They're not there, or if they put some of them there, they're artificial vitamins that don't work very well. And for another thing, they're full of either trans fats or free radicals. These are the breakdown products from the liquid vegetable oils, and they just cause all sorts of havoc in the body. Now, the animal fats are mostly saturated fat, and of course, we've been fed this line for 100 years that saturated fats are bad. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your body absolutely needs saturated fat to function properly, and it's just propaganda from the vegetable oil industry trying to demonize their competition.
Okay, so the vitamins are out. Is there anything else, anything that's a negative on this, that other than the lack
of
vitamins?
Well, as I said, it's the free radicals and the trans fats and just lots of toxic breakdown products and chemicals in these processed oils.
Okay, now you're the president of a foundation, the Weston A. Price Foundation. What's the mission of that, and could you talk a little bit about them and the educational opportunities that's available through them?
Okay, well, the Weston A. Price Foundation was named after Weston Price, who studied healthy traditional peoples all over the world, and these peoples ate lots of animal fats. That they were considered extremely important for being healthy and having healthy children. And so we named our foundation after him. We provide educational resources. We have lots of materials for different levels of reading. And if you go to our website, it's westonaprice.org. That's westonaprice.org. Click on Take a Tour. The website is huge, but if you take a tour, you can see pretty much our basic philosophy. And then if you have any subjects you want to look up on the website, you can put that in the search engine.
All right, that sounds very, very helpful. Now, another question is why, I've heard this periodically, but why does this still seem to be a minority voice in the talk about nutrition and in it?
There's a huge amount of money and influence with the vegetable oil industry and the food processing industry. And they do not want to use animal fats because they're expensive. They're more expensive than the cheap oils that they use. And so we're really an uphill battle. All of the major media is pretty much beholden to this industry, and it's very hard to get our voice into the mainstream media. But we do have our website, and all I can say to your listeners is go to the website and have a read. And, you know, if you have questions, email us.
How did you get into this? What caused your interest in this?
Well, I read Dr. Price's book when I was starting out with my own family. It made a huge impression on me, and so I fed my children this way. In the teeth of all the misinformation, my kids grew up on butter and cream and egg yolks and good nourishing food, and they all ended up as being very intelligent, high-functioning adults, and they were just great kids. They were never sick. They didn't need braces. They were just great children.
Does there seem
and they didn't go through that period of in puberty and adolescence of, you know, feeling rebellious and depressed. They had, adolescence is a challenge for anybody, but they had the good nutritional support to go just kind of to sail through the challenges.
So this diet includes, I guess, what you call feel-good types chemicals or enhances it?
Well, it helps your body make feel-good chemicals. Mm. When you have all those good fats, your body can make the feel-good chemicals like serotonin and dopamine. And if you don't eat the right foods and the right fats, your body has a very hard time making these chemicals. And so you feel depressed. You feel you don't have much oomph to get up and go. It's hard to follow through with tasks. Vitamin A, which we get from animal fats, is required for us to complete tasks. And that's something very important for teenagers and young adults.
All right. Well, you pretty much covered it very quickly overall. We're running towards the end of the time. Could you tell about if somebody wanted to find out more about it, how they could find out more about it, or how they could get a hold of you personally if they want to ask questions?
Okay. Well, our website is westonaprice.org, and if you have a question, you can email them, and if they can't answer it, they'll forward it to me. Also, my own website, because I'm a publisher of books on nutrition, is newtrendspublishing.com. That's newtrendspublishing.com.
All right. Okay, well, that sounds very good. You've done this before. Sounds like you really have it down, what your mission is. Very good. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking some time this warm summer afternoon, Sally.
Well, thank you for having me. We really do focus on young people and how to have healthy babies and healthy pregnancy. I mean, this is just critical. If we're going to survive as a culture and have a healthy next generation, we really have to take a very hard look at our diets.
Well, I thank you very much. And that's Lon Woodbury. It's May 20th, 2015. Been talking with Sally Fallon Morrell, author, journalist, nutritionist, activist, homemaker, and obviously on a mission. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Lon.